This morning on WCHL, Carborough aldermen have pushed back the decision of how to fill Mayor-elect Lily Lavelle's seat on the board until December. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, which means kitchens are preparing for the increased activity. And with that comes the threat of injury.
What you're trying to do is to get the heat out of the tissue so that the burn is not made any deeper. And then, of course, wrap it in a clean, dry dressing.
And Dean Smith will ceremoniously receive his Medal of Freedom today from President Barack Obama. And WCHL will have the live broadcast. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports at 5-5, head coach Larry Fedora continues to preach the one-week-at-a-time mantra. And the critics are keeping quiet. All of that and more on the WCHL Wednesday Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 38 degrees, a little on the chilly side this morning. It'll be a nice day, though. Lots of sunshine in the afternoon. Two pedestrians have died this week in separate accidents in Orange County. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
A man was struck and killed by a car just before 6:30 yesterday evening as he walked along Bethel Hickory Grove Church Road, 5 miles west of Carborough. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The woman driving the car that hit him was reportedly uninjured. The State Highway Patrol is investigating the accident. This marks the second pedestrian death in Orange County in 3 days. On Sunday morning, shortly after 9 o'clock, a man walking along railroad tracks on Buckhorn Road east of Mebane was hit by an Amtrak passenger train. The Carolinian was carrying 118 passengers from Charlotte to New York. No other injuries were reported. At this time, authorities have not released the name of either victim. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Legendary Tar Heel basketball coach Dean Smith is set to receive his Presidential Medal of Freedom today. President Barack Obama will present the honor to Smith and 15 others at the White House. WCHL 97.9 FM will have live on-air coverage of the ceremony starting at noon today, as well as a wrap-up coverage with on-site reporters from Carolina Connection. On the court, Smith won 2 national championships, and when he retired, he was a winningest coach in all of college basketball history. But it's the humble man's work away from the sport that truly sets him apart and deems Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. Taking a stand at a time period when many high-profile figures sat on the sidelines, Smith used his position to advocate for civil rights. In fact, Smith recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete and helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process in the 1960s. Many of his players call Smith the second father, and his leadership of these young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate. The wife of Coach Smith says he will not attend the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House today. In an interview with WNCN in Raleigh, Dr. Linnea Smith said attempts were underway to figure out how to get her husband to the presentation today, but she added that traveling is hard for Smith and it's just really something beyond his ability right now. You can read the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Carborough aldermen voted unanimously last night to schedule a special session on December 10th for the purpose of deciding how to fill the upcoming vacancy on the board. When Lily Lavelle is sworn in as mayor on December 3rd, she'll leave an empty seat on the board. The aldermen must choose to fill that vacancy by appointment or at a special election held during the May primary, though they also have the option to hold a separate townwide special election before May. Board members last week ruled that out as too expensive. Carborough's special election this past March to fill Dan Coleman's seat cost the town about $18,000. Damon Siles was the sole candidate. He won with 232 votes. Prior to that, the last vacancy filled on the board was that of Mark Chilton, who, like Lavelle, left the seat open when he was elected mayor of Carborough in 2005. According to the town's charter, the board must launch the replacement process at the first meeting after a seat becomes vacant. WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. 1982, my wife and I got married and we embarked on a career that neither one of us had ever thought we would do, and that was open up a restaurant in Chapel Hill on Rosemary Street. Like everything, we worked really hard. It started with nothing. Unfortunately, it wore us out, but it also taught us that there is nothing to learn business better than the restaurant business when you're totally in it. You really learn how hard it is, and everything else is easy in comparison. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses, and this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. To me, that's the pinnacle, is that you love what you do, or you have a reason why you want to build this business. What I try to teach people is to continue to get back to the basics, whatever it is that created you and created your business. Continually build off of those things. The reality is that it's real important what we do. It's a profession, it's not a job. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Planning a holiday party? Book now at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which offers five private dining spaces to meet the needs of your group. But call today. They're booking up fast for this holiday season. Besides being the go-to place to watch your favorite sports event, Tobacco Road features made-from-scratch, Southern-inspired, and locally sourced food. And Tobacco Road also does off-site catering. Check out their catering menu online at TobaccoRoadSportsCafe.com.
6:13 at WCHL, 38 degrees. A 17-year-old died while in the custody of a Durham police officer early Tuesday. State Bureau of Investigation agents are trying to determine how the boy's death occurred, according to WRAL. Official Samuel Duncan was, Officer Samuel Duncan, I should say, was transporting Jesus Huerta to Durham Police Headquarters just before 3 a.m. to pick up a warrant charging the teen with second-degree trespassing. Police said that when Duncan arrived at the station parking lot, he heard a loud noise in the car. He then jumped out of the vehicle, and the patrol car rolled into a nearby van with Huerta in the back seat. Police Chief Jose Lopez said in a statement that the preliminary investigation did not indicate that any Durham police officer fired a weapon during the incident. Huerta's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office in Raleigh for an autopsy. The police department's professional standards division and homicide unit are also investigating the teen's death. Duncan, who joined the police department in July of 2012, was put on administrative leave with pay, which is standard procedure. As we prepare to fire up our kitchens for Thanksgiving cooking, there are some safety tips to keep you and your family safe. The kitchen tops the list as the most likely place for house fires and burn injuries, according to the National Fire Protection Association. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Ernest Grant, coordinator of the North Carolina J.C. Burn Center at UNC Hospitals, has several recommendations to help keep everyone safe this holiday season. To reduce burn and fire hazards, he suggests wearing short sleeve shirts or rolling up sleeves while cooking. The goal is to keep fabric away from oven coils or stove burners, including items such as oven mitts, pot holders, and dish towels. If a grease fire occurs, Grant says to leave or place a lid on top of the pan. The worst thing you can do is to allow oxygen back into the pan, as that will cause the fire to reignite or grow larger.
The best thing to do is to put a lid on top of the pan and leave it there for at least a good 15 to 20 minutes, turn off the burner, and move the pan to another section of the stove.
The leading cause of kitchen fires is unattended cooking, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Accidents involving a turkey deep fryer are also the cause of many injuries.
Frying a turkey, either using peanut oil or cottonseed oil, that is a very, very high temperature. And, of course, just the slightest little bit of water can begin to cause a significant reaction. And anyone who may be very close, there could be, you know, the oil splattering out of the fryer and, of course, causing some significant burns to the individual.
And because every accident can't be prevented, Grant says the best way to treat a minor burn is to immediately run cool water over the injury for 3 to 5 minutes. To treat minor burns, avoid old-fashioned remedies like butter or mustard, which can hold in the heat, or ice, which can do more harm to the already sensitive tissue. Grant advises to keep a well-stocked emergency kit on hand. He adds to check smoke and fire alarms to also ensure that all are working properly and to purchase a fully charged Class B or ABC-type fire extinguisher. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:16. And coming up, WCHL Championship Sports in just a little while here. Right now, it's time to check traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Carolina Football. You know, you have an opportunity to win some tickets to Saturday's game against Old Dominion in Kenan Stadium by going to WCHL's Facebook page and getting registered to win there. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right next to the stadium right before the game. Again, go to WCHL's Facebook page and you can be a winner. You can be there seeing in Kenan Stadium this Saturday. Well, traffic hasn't really cranked up yet. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be checking on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. In the meantime, if you spot something we're not reporting, and it's important, call us 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you decide to do, do it safely. Let us know. We'll pass it along. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. 38 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little nippy this morning. Partly cloudy. High today about 55. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low around 36 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy day. High of 57 degrees. Tomorrow night, more of the same with a low in the middle 40s. And then on Friday, in case you're wondering, still got that partly cloudy right in the front of the forecast with a high of about 68 degrees. So kind of settled into a rut here. Not really anything spectacular about our weather for the next 3 or 4 days. Just a little cloudiness and kind of moderate temperatures. Coming up next on WCHL, we'll take a look at the Tar Heels and WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been playing with the website again.
Sammy, you put yourself out there like this techno geek. And even I know that what we have now is way better than what we had last week. Although I sometimes yearn for the days when buyers picked up the Sunday real estate section and looked at grainy photos of the front of the house.
Yeah, and then you could start a fire with it. Well, you can't start a fire with our website, but you can search for homes easily, quickly, and unencumbered. No ads, no registering, no tracking. And you're seeing not just Franklin Street listings, but all area listings.
Go to the buying or selling page and really learn about the process and how we work together. There's a section about our schools. The whole website is a great tool for anyone considering moving into or within our community.
Remember, you don't have to sign up. Just go to franklinstreetrealty.com and have at it.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Says that one person's problem can be another's opportunity. This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and we have a problem. We have too many diamonds, and we would like to offer you the opportunity to buy them. You may know that we are very active in buying and selling estate jewelry, and over the years we have accumulated lots of diamonds from older pieces, and I have spent the last few weeks sorting, grading, and matching them into pairs for diamond studs, which we are offering at heartwarmingly low prices. Most of these diamonds are from rings, which are typically a much better quality diamond than those set in earrings. And most of these beautiful pairs of studs are offered at or below our replacement costs. Everything from a 1/3 carat total weight for $340 to a 2 carat total weight for $6,900. We only have 25 pairs available at these prices, and when they're gone, they're gone. With Christmas coming, guys, this is a rare opportunity to give her the diamond stud she's always wanted at an amazing price. Come in today or visit GrimbleJewelers.com for the complete list. You could make somebody very happy.
And it's time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Earlier in the season, skeptics were criticizing head coach Larry Fedora's philosophies. But they've grown rather quiet now as the Tar Heels have evened up their record at 5-5. But Coach Fedora just keeps taking it one week at a time.
The Tar Heel football team is certainly riding high these days. The locker room is full of great camaraderie and the practice fields display focus and confidence. That's what a four-game winning streak can do. Earlier in the season, Carolina was finding ways to lose games, but Coach Fedora says the chemistry of the team has changed, and he sees a greater level of trust among teammates that is translating into victories.
A lot of it has to do with the chemistry of your football team, and as this team has grown throughout the season and through all the adversity that we've overcome, you know, you grow closer as a team. You start trusting each other a little bit more. You care more about each other because all the work and all the effort that you're putting into it. You just give a little bit more. And when you do that, usually good things happen.
Coach Fedora says you can trace the dramatic momentum shift for his squad back to not a win, but the bitter Thursday night home loss to Miami.
You go back to that Miami game when our guys played extremely hard and their guts were ripped out from them in that locker room. But you sensed after that, they started finding ways to make those plays. And I think it's just probably just giving a little bit more each and every play.
So is Coach Fedora motivating the Tar Heels this week with the bowl prize that awaits them with a win over Old Dominion? No way. He says he hasn't talked about postseason eligibility up to this point, so he won't be changing things up now.
It'll be 1-0 because I hadn't talked about it in the last 4 weeks, so I'm not going to talk about it now. So, these guys, they know what's going on. I mean, they understand, but they know where, when they come in this building, where our focus is going to be.
One of the scariest aspects of Saturday for Carolina will no doubt be the dynamic play of Monarch quarterback Taylor Heinicke. Coach Fedora says Heinicke is a smart signal caller who makes something happen almost every play.
I mean, he is really headsy, makes a lot of plays. I mean, we noticed that as an offensive staff watching crossover film, the other teams, and you're seeing him, and he was, he can extend plays. He's very knowledgeable. He's completing over 70% of his passes. He makes something happen almost on every play.
The youth movement of these Tar Heels has been well documented in recent weeks, with 28 of Carolina's 36 touchdowns being scored by freshmen or sophomores. Coach Fedora believes a lot of the young guys are finally getting adjusted to the speed of the college game, and he says all the success is feeding their confidence.
The speed of the game is different. Where in high school, when you made this cut, you went the distance, and now you make this cut and you get 4 yards, and that plays with your mind, And so now I think that they're finally becoming comfortable, and again, now they're all realizing, I can make plays. I want to do it. And so they're all fighting to get out there and make the next big play.
Who will be the next young Tar Heel to step up into the spotlight? We'll find out this Saturday at high noon. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of Saturday's Carolina Old Dominion game will begin at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. University of North Carolina has sent letters of permanent disassociation to former Tar Heel football players Marvin Austin, Greg Little, and Robert Quinn for NCAA violations that led to criminal charges against 5 people for violating the state's sports agent law. The letters dated November 15th prohibit the players from contacting current UNC athletes, bar them from the Keenan Football Center or other campus athletic facilities, and prohibit them from providing recruiting or financial assistance for athletics. The players missed the 2010 season for accepting improper benefits, including cash and travel accommodations. That led to NCAA sanctions against the program and recent charges against 5 people for violating the state's Uniform Athlete Agents Act. The school released the letters on Tuesday in response to public records request from media outlets. Once again, those 3 players who have been permanently disassociated, Marvin Austin, Greg Little, and Robert Quinn. And Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera says Cam Newton played one of the best games of his NFL career on Monday night and took another huge step in his development as an NFL quarterback. Rivera said on Tuesday that Newton's performance got somewhat lost in the controversial finish against the New England Patriots. For the first time in 3 seasons, Newton engineered a winning touchdown drive in the closing minutes of a game to help the Panthers beat the New England Patriots 24-20. There was some controversy at the end with a pass being intercepted in the end zone, and some folks thought there should have been a pass interference call against the Panthers. 625.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. There are many myths associated with the presidency. By the time of John Kennedy's assassination, there was one associated with him. Our CBS News colleague Martha Teichner says it was the newly widowed Jackie who wanted to remind everyone.
In an interview with Life magazine 2 weeks after JFK's death, she said, "There'll be great presidents again, but there'll never be another Camelot again."
The making of that myth after this. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. The traffic will be more hassle than ever, and so will finding parking. Even if your post office is just a walk away, it will still be jam-packed with all those people mailing their holiday gifts and packages. So, 'tis the season to skip that trip to the post office. Just do what I do and use Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. Get postage for any letter or package the instant you need it, and then the mailman picks it up and you're all set. With Stamps.com, everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your own desk. It's as simple as that. And right now, Stamps.com has a special offer. Since you listened to the Osgood file, it's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Get started now. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the home page, and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D, at Stamps.com, and enter Osgood. The myth-making began when the Kennedy presidency was still an ambition, says Martha Teichner.
What we think of now is the classic Camelot pictures were Joseph Kennedy Sr.'s idea. He had run a Hollywood movie studio.
He was a visionary. He recognized from very, very early in the game the power of the image.
Indira Williams-Babick is curator of Creating Camelot at the Newseum in Washington.
It's a vision of a royalty-type family.
JFK biographer Richard Reeves edited the book Portrait of Camelot.
They were beautiful, they were young, they were hip, candid, if not always telling the truth.
Pictures can lie sometimes. They did about the Kennedy vigor, says Reeves.
We, the American people, thought that John Kennedy was the image of energy and good health, when in fact he was sick his whole life.
His assassination, did people take it personally because they had seen little children around the president's desk?
Yes, I think that had a big effect. We couldn't believe this could happen to him and to us.
Think back on all the tales that you remember.
The pictures tell the story
of Camelot.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Bob, a 91-year-old athletic war veteran looking for a younger woman with a car. Find out if you're Bob's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Plan for an unforgettable Thanksgiving Day brunch with family and friends at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to enjoy delectable holiday fare such as roasted turkey, butternut squash, and slow-braised collard greens made by the Inn's award-winning culinary team. Make your reservation now for Thanksgiving Day seatings from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Call 919-918-2735 or visit CarolinaCrossroadsCuisine.com. Gobble, gobble.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's new Hawk and Tar Heel station.
It's 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. You know, they can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, East 54 in Chapel. Chapel Hill. 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, 37 this morning in Carrboro. Partly cloudy, high today about 55. Tonight, more of the same with a low in the middle 30s. And the tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 57 or 58 degrees. Just a couple of degrees warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night, more partly cloudy skies with the lows in the middle 40s. And then on Friday, another partly cloudy day with a high of 68. No specific mention of rain in the forecast, but there is a possibility of a shower late in the day, just about every day. So that is definitely a possibility.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
This abortion rules to stand while they're reviewed by a federal appeals court. Planned Parenthood's Sarah Wheat says as a result,
we've got a third fewer health centers across the state that are providing safe legal abortion services.
Doctors who perform abortions are now required to have hospital admitting privileges at facilities that are close by.
The Supreme Court decision is a real victory for women. The Texas laws are life-saving,
says Christy Hamrick with Americans United for Life. Another abortion issue was voted on by residents of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Late-term abortions were banned there, but KRQE-TV reporter Amanda Goodman says no more.
The late-term abortion ban, which would have prohibited abortions after 20 weeks unless the mother's life was in danger, was voted down. The final percentage was about 55 against the ban and about 45 for the ban.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, I'm Ron Sutz. Two pedestrians have died this week in separate accidents in Orange County. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
A man was struck and killed by a car just before 6:30 yesterday evening as he walked along Bethel Hickory Grove Church Road, 5 miles west of Carrboro. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The woman driving the car that hit him was reportedly uninjured. The State Highway Patrol is investigating the accident. This marks the second pedestrian death in Orange County in 3 days. On Sunday morning, shortly after 9 o'clock, a man walking along railroad tracks on Buckhorn Road east of Mebane was hit by an Amtrak passenger train. The Carolinian was carrying 118 passengers from Charlotte to New York. No other injuries were reported. At this time, authorities have not released the name of either victim. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Legendary Carolina basketball coach Dean Smith is set to get his Presidential Medal of Freedom today. President Barack Obama will present the honor to Smith and 15 others at the White House. 97.9 FM, WCHL will have live on-air coverage of the ceremony starting at noon today, as well as wrap-up coverage with on-site reporters from Carolina Connection. On the court, Dean Smith won 2 national championships, and when he retired, he was the winningest coach in college basketball history. But it's the humble man's work away from the sport, right here in Chapel Hill and elsewhere, that truly set him apart and deemed Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor, taking a stand at a time period when many high-profile figures were content to sit on the sidelines. Smith used his position to advocate for civil rights. In fact, Dean Smith recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete and helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process in the 1960s. Many of his players called Smith a second father, and his leadership of these young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate. The wife of Coach Smith says he will not attend the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House today. In an interview with WNCN in Raleigh, Dr. Linnea Smith said attempts were underway to figure out how to get her husband to the presentation today, but she added that traveling is rather hard for him right now. You can read the story on our website, chapelboro.com. Carrboro Aldermen voted unanimously last night to schedule a special session for December 10th for the purpose of deciding how to fill the upcoming vacancy on the board. When Lily Lavelle gets sworn in as mayor on December 3rd, she will leave an empty seat on the Board of Aldermen. They must choose to fill the vacancy by appointment or at a special election held during the May primary. Although they also have the option to hold a separate townwide special election before May, board members last week ruled that out as too expensive. Carrboro's special election this past March to fill Dan Coleman's seat cost the town about $18,000. Damon Siles was the sole candidate for the job, and he won with 232 votes. Prior to that, the last vacancy filled on the board was that of Mark Chilton, who, like Lavelle, left a seat open when he was elected mayor of Carrboro back in 2005. According to the town's charter, the board must launch the replacement process at the first meeting after a seat becomes vacant. A 17-year-old died while in the custody of a Durham police officer early Tuesday. SBI agents are trying to determine how the boy's death occurred. According to WRAL, Officer Samuel Duncan was transporting Jesus Huerta to Durham police headquarters just before 3 o'clock in the morning to pick up a warrant charging the teen with second-degree trespassing. Police said that when Duncan arrived in the Stateson parking lot, he heard a loud noise in the car. He then jumped out of the vehicle, and the patrol car rolled into a nearby van with Huerta in the back seat. Police Chief Jose Lopez said in a statement that the preliminary investigation did not indicate that any Durham police officer fired a weapon during the incident. Huerta's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office in Raleigh for an autopsy. The police department's professional standards division and homicide unit are also investigating the teen's death. Duncan, who joined the police department in July of 2012, was put on administrative leave with pay, which is standard procedure. Christmas decorations hit the stores earlier this year, and so are Black Friday deals for the day after Thanksgiving. Not every store holds a sale on Black Friday, but many say they expect traffic. Co-owner of Cameron's Gift Shop in Carrboro, Wendy Smith, says that the few days before Christmas are the busiest, and the plans are to extend the hours.
Well, we, you know, in the past we were at University Mall, and we just kept mall hours, but this year, being in our new location, we're going to try opening at 8, and we'll be open until 10.
Cameron's may not have sales on the day after Thanksgiving, but Smith says Saturday is American Express Day to support small businesses.
Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It's a sort of a day that American Express started to encourage people to shop small businesses during the weekend of Thanksgiving. And so we'll offer some sort of deal that weekend.
Often retail stores with clothing will offer discounts or sales to move out some of their inventory during this time of the year. Sales manager at Fine Feathers, Pam Patterson, says her store will be offering discounts on a lot of clothes.
We always have a sale after Thanksgiving, and just coincides with the day after, so we'll be beginning our markdowns of 33 to 60% off.
Other stores that offer discounts throughout the year, like Dillard's at University Mall, say it will not be offering any special deals for Black Friday. Although many places wait until Black Friday itself to begin their sales, others like Tanger Outlet and Home Depot will offer sales before that. General Manager for Tanger Outlet, Jeff Johnson, says his store plans on starting the sale right before Black Friday.
Pretty much kicking off our biggest sale of the year. We will be open from 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving night through 10 p.m. the following night on Friday. And then we will have stuff going on the Saturday and Sunday, too, all during Black Friday weekend.
Stores at Tanger Outlets offer discounts throughout the year and will continue some sales throughout the weekend. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Lee Favelle. He says this is a great place to live, but come on, it's not perfect. And that is on the way. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football right here on WCHL.
At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you.
Hi, this is Lida Coleman.
This is David Huntoon.
And this is Mark Brown.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown has been right here in Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
From tax planning to estate planning.
From starting a business to selling a business.
From saving for college to saving for retirement.
The world is changing. Let us help you find your way.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Here's Ted Seagroves of the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency to explain what it takes to be a great insurance agent.
Clients that are expecting you to provide them with the level of service and information, and that makes a good agent. If you don't have both of those qualities, you're just not going to have it. You're not going to make it.
Stop by the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency today and let Ted, Pete, or Amy show you Nationwide and Seagroves On Your Side Family Service.
36 countries, 150 artisan groups, a world of handmade treasures, and one place to discover them all. 10,000 villages, home decor, jewelry, gifts, all one of a kind. fashioned one at a time. At 10,000 villages, each item tells a story.
When somebody else takes that beautiful item, I want to carry that beauty to them.
They're gifts that give twice, because 10,000 villages is a fair trade retailer providing sustainable income to artisans in developing countries.
Fair trade has been the possibility to have what we have now.
Enriching their lives while bringing exotic elegance into yours. Surprise your senses. Express your style. Experience the new. Step into 10,000 villages.
I feel very beautiful making these products, and I want all our customers to feel beautiful wearing them.
Find holiday gifts and decor with meaning at 10,000 villages in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lee Pabau. Despite the debates we all hear of late, I think we already are doing a great job. Being one of the best places in America to live, work, and raise a family isn't easy. Excellence is a tough standard to uphold, and frankly, when there are problems, they're magnified through an uncomfortably large lens. Chapel Hill is unique in many ways. It offers the culture and intellectual life of a major city while being surrounded by fields and farms that haven't changed in 100 years. People who come here to see leaves change end up seeing their lives change. Many decide to stay, and it makes sense. In Orange County, the history of our region and its future meet. People of every nationality, faith, and beliefs live and work here, not because they have to. It's not the only place to live, but because they want to, because it's a multicultural and inclusive environment. Unfortunately, we're not unique in being spared a measure of some of the jarring changes happening throughout the world. And we won't be able to achieve something the rest of the world can. Smooth sailing, sunny skies, a theme park perfection, day in and day out. But as we remain committed to our students and schools and to a progressive ideal that honors the environment and the individual, Chapel Hill will do as it always has done. It's best. This is Lee Pabau.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina Football is riding a four-game winning streak and has evened up its record at 5-5 after a 1-5 start to the year. It's tempting to look at the big picture and see how much the Heels have progressed and how close they are to bowl qualification. But head coach Larry Fedora won't let that happen.
I've been doing this long enough to know that you better keep doing the things you're doing and not let distractions on the outside. If you start thinking about that, then you start causing problems for yourself. You know, the focus has to be where it's been, and we don't want to change that, and we want to keep everybody in that same mode where they're all thinking the same way, still doing the things that have put us in this position.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Carolina does need just one more win to qualify for a bowl, but that fact has not been discussed by the coaches or players.
These guys, they know what's going on. I mean, they understand, but they know when they come in this building where our focus is going to be. And that's very important, that it's consistent and that we're not all over the place and from week to week. And our focus stays in the same place from the staff, from the support staff, from everybody. That's the way we'll get it done.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Tar Heels now 5-5 on WCHL. You heard the game on Saturday. Tar Heels taking on Old Dominion in Kenan Stadium, and our coverage will start bright and early at 8:00 in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. We'll be broadcasting live over at Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. Hope you will come by and see us before the game. 6:45 at WCHL.
With New Year's resolutions, ever notice how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $2,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. BMW's $2,000 holiday credit plus other great incentives such as $500 loyalty cash, parking a new BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier New Year event. Make a resolution that doesn't involve giving up something you love. As the 3-year volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Dealer retains holiday credit and any other incentive which are model specific. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before November 30th, 2013.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
Why spend Thanksgiving over a hot stove? This year, celebrate Thanksgiving Day at Carolina 1663. They'll have a full buffet from 11 to 4 with a special menu created by their award-winning staff, featuring turkey, prime rib, shrimp, and grits, and all your favorite Thanksgiving and Southern classics. Your Thanksgiving feast is on the table at Carolina 1663. Now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Make reservations online at Carolina1663.com. That's Carolina1663.com.
Coming up on 6:47 at WCHL, Wednesday morning, and time now for your traffic and weather together. We'll start with traffic. It's brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need something really simple like a new watch battery, you just want to browse and see what they have in store for you. Or if you've been thinking for a long time about popping the question and need an engagement ring, Berkeley Grimble is the person to see at Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Rand Northam joins us now in the studio. And, Rand, it's a rather typical morning out there, I suppose, as far as traffic is concerned.
Very typical, that is for sure. We do see a bit of a slowdown on NC-54 eastbound and westbound between I-40 and 15-501. Nothing major, just the usual morning congestion this morning. Also, 15-501, you might be seeing a little bit of a slowdown between NC-86 and NC-54 as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly, no accidents, no additional delays out there, and that certainly could change and possibly will change as the morning rolls along. We'll be sure to let you know. We'll keep an eye on it, and I hope that you do too, especially if you're driving. But if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. Or send us a tweet at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, sure is good to see Freddie Kiger waiting in the wings today.
Yeah, it is.
Man,
yeah.
Missed him yesterday.
Wasn't able to be here yesterday. And let me just say that while you were doing the traffic report, I got a phone call from somebody complaining about the fact that I didn't say anything about what you were wearing. So let me just take care of that right now.
Oh, man.
Light purple shirt, matching tie, coordinated as always, folks. You don't need to worry about it. I'm serious. He's got it down pat.
Down. This is one my wife picked out, this shirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought so.
She said I had to get this one.
So. I thought I remembered you saying that before.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Randy's got good taste.
She does that. Yeah. At least for clothing. I don't know about for who she
I don't
married,
know about but. Husbands.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks. And
thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you again in half an hour from
Sounds
now.
Good.
All right. It's time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you by Carolina Football. The folks at UNC Athletics want you to know that you can win tickets to Saturday's football game against Old Dominion. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and get registered to win. You can be there. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the stadium. right before the game. All right? Again, go to WCHL's Facebook page, and you can win some tickets. It is 38 degrees right now. Partly sunny, high today in the low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, we'll look at it mostly cloudy skies with the highs in the mid 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, and then becoming even more cloudy after midnight. Our overnight low in the low 40s. And then on Friday, it's going to be kind of a partly sunny day, just a little bit warmer with a high around 60 degrees. So looking ahead to the weekend, a lot of clouds, 40% chance of rain on Saturday, 40% chance of rain Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we'll also have a slight chance of showers. So could get wet this weekend, but right now the weather looks pretty good out there. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. And we'll start with Vice President Joe Biden, who's 71 years old today. The Vice President, 71 years old. And TV actor Cody Lindley is 24. Singer Kimberly Walsh is 32. Singer Dierks Bentley is 38. Country singer, producer Joe Walsh, producer, musician. All-around rock and roller, Joe Walsh, 66 years old today. Basketball player and Duke grad Carlos Boozer is 32. He's had a pretty good career in the NFL. Got a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Matt Pullman. Matt Pullman ran for town council or school board, I can't remember which, but a few years ago. And our birthday winner of the day is Teresa Cotton, who grew up here in Chapel Hill, graduated from Chapel Hill High School, now lives in Durham with big connections to Chapel Hill. Teresa Cotton is our birthday winner of the day. She will get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Fortin Boulevard and Metamont. They always enjoy taking care of their customers, and they will take care of you too, Teresa. Happy birthday, Teresa Cotton, from all of us here at WCHL.
Famous speeches.
Okay,
today.
Boy, that's a big switch.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
150 years ago yesterday, Abraham Lincoln gave his Gettysburg Address.
Mm-hmm.
272 words that poetically define the war, its slain, and the importance of democratic government. Name the president who gave the so-called The Evil Empire speech. Yesterday, 150 years ago, Abraham Lincoln gave the immortal Gettysburg Address. We're asking, right, as far as famous speeches go, name the American president who gave the so-called The Evil Empire speech.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer to the question. You can swap trivia prize and get a $10 gift card to
Cruisers,
where you are
good to go.
All right.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Let me introduce you to today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Terry Klein, Development Director of the National MPS Society. Terry, first of all, what does MPS stand for?
Well, MPS is short for a very long name called mucopolysaccharidosis. It is a disease that affects children, and it's very basic in science for what is wrong with the children. They have an enzyme that's missing in their lysosome in order for the cell to process properly.
How many children are affected by this disease?
These are rare diseases, and so we have possibly about 1 in 25,000 that are affected by these diseases worldwide. But we have a number of diseases that are more prevalent with kids than others.
Are there treatments available?
Well, that's the exciting thing right now. The National MPS Society is located right here in the Raleigh-Durham area, and we do serve all of the population nationwide. We have one office that serves the country, and it's right here. With the research funding that we've been able to develop, we do have four treatments. We have three treatments, and one is in clinical trial right now that we're very excited about, but we still have some treatments for kids. We don't have treatments for some of the children still, mm-hmm, but we do have four.
Now, you work for the National MPS Society, but also I know this is a cause that is very near to your heart. Tell us about your family's association with this.
We weren't expecting to be here. Mm-hmm. I had a different background, but my daughter is affected by one of these MPS-related diseases that the Society supports. It is a disease that does not have a treatment yet, unfortunately. It's a little trickier. She doesn't have an enzyme missing. Her enzymes are stuck outside the cell wall, and it's a trafficking issue. Again, it's basic in science, but very difficult to achieve. We are here at UNC because UNC happens to be one of the hub hospitals in the country. And we are able to see, not only have my daughter see some of the best doctors in the world, but we also get to see a number of families that come into the area. And that's why we're located in this area.
Sometimes when life deals you lemons, you make lemonade. Terry Klein didn't start out to do this, but a family issue became something that has taken over her life, really. Not just looking after her own daughter, but helping others with the same affliction.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, and thanks for being such an excellent spokesperson
for the organization.
If you'd like to help those affected with this disease or otherwise get involved, go to mpssociety.org. And congratulations, Terry Klein, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, phone's been going crazy this morning. 655 at WCHL.
Come on, this happened in your lifetime.
In my lifetime?
In your heyday.
In my heyday.
A couple of days ago, you said 1982, good year. So it's in the 80s.
That's Richard Nixon?
He's not in the 80s.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Jimmy Carter.
Well, I'll let that one slip because Jimmy, he didn't come out until January of 81.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
January of 80. Is that right? January of 80.
It's Bill Clinton.
Oh, my. Oh.
I'm messing with you, man. Who was it?
Ronald Reagan.
Now, Ronald Reagan. The evil empire.
The eagle empire.
Yeah, win one for the. Speaking of winning one for the Gipper,
yeah, he was. Wasn't he the Gipper?
He was
George Gipp?
Yeah, I guess he was. He was in that movie, right?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan gave.
He was also in Death Valley Days.
Yes, Borax 20-team Borax 20-team Borax train something.
Used to see those commercials on TV on Saturday nights.
Yeah,
Gunsmoke and. Yeah. Have Gun Will Travel.
Yes.
Just play this 20 Mule Team Borax spot.
Sugarfoot, Maverick.
Yeah. Sugarfoot.
I've forgotten
all about that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maverick. There's a whole ton of westerns.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with the evil empire.
Sugarfoot.
Speech.
It was in Ohio Players.
Ow! You're not letting this
roller
go.
Roller coaster! Ow! I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Speech.
That's like Brick House. She's a brick house. All right.
Mighty. Letting the speaker hang out.
Ronald Reagan.
Uh-huh.
Ronald Reagan. The phrase was first used by Reagan in 1983. The speech, when added to the zero option and Star Wars speeches, demeaned, angered the Soviet Union.
Right.
And the first time he, Ronald Reagan, used the phrase was March 8, 1983, before the National Association of Evangelicals in Orlando.
Luke, I'm your father. I'm sorry, man. I'm just off the wall today.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bill Clinton, president.
Thank you, man.
All right.
I told you I was messing with you.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Lyndon Johnson. Just being a little crazy this morning, Freddie Kiger. Correct answer is, as we said, Ronald Reagan. And the first person to get that, Shay Agnew. A lot of people got it wrong. A lot of people had it right after Shay, but he was the first one to call. He gets a Swamp Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Since 1975, Southern Season, with over 70,000 unique offerings and hard-to-find local products, has something for everyone. Whether looking for a loved one or 100 valued employees, our friendly and knowledgeable staff will make your shopping experience enjoyable. Visit today. Start with a meal at Weathervane, and then let us help you select a gift or make a gift basket especially for you. Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gift-giving destination for our almost 40 years. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive, Chapel Hill.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's 80% off, $290 for a one-hour massage with a chiropractic consultation, available now for $59. A massage is a natural way to ease musculoskeletal pain. Massages can help improve flexibility, relieve tension, and more. Following your massage, the doctor will discuss your symptoms, examine your alignment, and perform a spinal correction. It's 80% off from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
All right, coming up on the top of the hour at WCHL, your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Partly sunny today, high today in the low 50s. Right now it is 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 36 in Carborough, 36 also this morning in Hillsborough.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.